One man is dead in Prince Rupert after an apparent overdose on fentanyl this past week. It is the third fentanyl-related overdose in Prince Rupert to be seen in just a matter of days. Fentanyl is 100 times more toxic than other narcotics, and it's responsible for over 75 deaths just last year. In Vancouver, police have advised drug users to go to the safe injection site, InSight, where medical professionals are ready to help in the case of an overdose. But that option is not available to users in the north. So what can be done in Prince Rupert, Fort St. John, Prince George, where fentanyl use is also on the rise? For that, I'm joined by Dr. Jane Buxton. She is the harm reduction lead for the BC Centre for Disease Control. Dr. Buxton, good morning.
Good morning.
When did fentanyl first come onto your radar?
Well, I think the first time we really realized it was a problem was early 2013. In the first 4 months of 2013, we saw more overdose deaths than we did in the entirety of 2012. And at that point, the provincial health officer put out a warning to tell people that this was an issue. And unfortunately, we have seen the numbers of deaths and overdoses where fentanyl is detected increasing over 2013 and 2014 as well.
And now we're seeing its presence, its deadly consequences here in the north. Why do you think that is? Are people actively seeking fentanyl out, or is it being mixed in with other drugs?
It may be a bit of both. Certainly we know that fentanyl has been found all across the province. And with any drug that people use, that there's no quality control whether people are using it intentionally and seeking it out or unintentionally thinking they're taking heroin or something else. They don't know what the drug contains. And fentanyl, as you mentioned, is up to 100 times more toxic than morphine, and has these tragic consequences.
And in Vancouver, when police first noticed this rise in fentanyl, they told drug users to go to the safe injection site. Why is that?
Well, certainly the safest thing to do is not to use drugs at all. But if you do, there are things you can do to help make things safer, including not using alone, using with other people who can call for help. But in Vancouver, there is the supervised injection site where there are trained staff who can observe if any untoward consequences occur and somebody overdoses and can intervene immediately to prevent any long-term harm.
Now, of course, the option of a safe injection site is not available in northern BC. So what's your advice for northern communities who are seeing a similar rise in fentanyl use?
Well, we try and get the message out to people who are using, as well as their family and friends, around the risk that's occurring. As I mentioned, to make sure you do not use drugs alone, because we often hear stories of people being found having overdosed. But if you are using drugs, to do it in the company of others who can call for help, to start with just a very small amount first, and then avoid mixing the drugs as well. So using different types as well as mixing with alcohol can increase the risk of an overdose. Unfortunately, as we said, there is no sanctioned supervised injection site in Northern, so people have to be creative in how they can look after each other. The other thing that we have introduced, and it's been there for a couple of years now, in 2012, because we were seeing an increase in overdoses, we implemented the take-home naloxone program.
And what is that?
So naloxone, or some people may know it as Narcan, is an antidote to opioids. So when somebody is overdosing due to fentanyl or heroin, the drug, the opioid, fixes onto the brain and depresses the respiration. So the main problem is people who their breathing slows and they may get brain damage due to lack of oxygen, or they may actually die. The Narcan, the naloxone, forces off the opioids from the receptors in the brain to start that breathing again, normally. And we train people who use drugs, their families, their friends, and we prescribe a kit to somebody who is using opioids so it can be used in the case of an emergency.
And how accessible is that kit in northern BC communities?
Well, we have 70 sites around the province, and there is a map, a site finder on our website, which is towardtheheart.com, and you can find where the nearest site is. The training is around recognition and, well, prevention, recognition and response. And then the kit can be prescribed. There are some in northern BC. We feel it's really important to have the kits available in rural and remote areas because it may take the ambulance longer.
I suppose the broader issue, though, is that many people who are taking drugs may not know that fentanyl is mixed in. So why would they go out and get this kit and get the training when, you know, they're expecting something quite different?
Well, any drug that somebody is using and buying illicitly, because it's not a regulated market, you do not know what the content is. And there may be even heroin as well as the fentanyl. It can be different strengths. The amount that's actually in, the toxic amount, can be really toxic in one dose, and in another dose there's hardly anything there. So it's very variable, which is what makes it so difficult. The other concern we have is when it may be found in other drugs, such as crystal meth or drugs that people aren't expecting to find the fentanyl and may not be used to using opioids. And again, if somebody hasn't had an opioid in their system before, it can have very serious consequences.
And what are the chances in that situation that somebody in northern BC is going to have access or training to that kit or be able to get help immediately?
Well, that's why we encourage people who are at risk, who use opioids, to get trained. And the training is not just around how to respond to an opioid overdose, it's overdoses in general. So it's really an increasing awareness, how to respond, how to be safe, and very importantly, to call the ambulance. Some people who are using drugs may be concerned about calling an ambulance because the police may arrive, but really the safety and health of an individual is paramount, and it's really important to get help when needed.
Given the fact that, as you say, the individual the health is paramount here, how important do you think it is that we reopen the conversation about safe injection sites in northern BC again?
I think it's a very important conversation. I think there is a lot of undisputed evidence that has come out of the supervised injection site within Vancouver. A lot of research has been done, and certainly it's very important. It is an added way of keeping people really safe.
And in the meantime, with the rising use of fentanyl, and as we've seen the tragic consequences here in Prince Rupert, what's your suggestion?
The suggestion really is for people to be aware, to know what to do, to make a plan in case of an overdose occurs, to use with other people, and to get trained and to carry naloxone.
Dr. Buxton, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much indeed.
Dr. Jane Buxton is the harm reduction lead for the BC Centre for Disease Control. And if you would like to learn more about fentanyl and to find out where you can get a harm reduction kit, as we are discussing, in your community, they are all over the north. We've posted a link from our Twitter feed. You can find us at Daybreak North.